welcome to Porn Star Life Coach. I'm Phoenix Marie, and sadly I'm not the beautiful Nikki Hunter, who is normally your host. Today we are brought to you by JulianRadio.com, and we are currently in a nice little cafeteria by the bay, looking at the gorgeous water, ocean crashing behind us. Mm-hmm. Today I have with me...
Rena Sky.
Ash Hollywood.
Andy Sandimas.
Sophie D.
And of course, I'm Pima Rizzle. Today we are going to talk about webcamming.
Yay!
Awesome.
They're lying. I actually love the fact that you guys actually webcam. I do not. I have no skills at it. I am not a hustler. Like, to me, it's just like a lot. I'll just have sex live. You guys can pay me and I'm there and that's it. I won't stream it with you. You want to do content, you can stream it all you want. I'll fucking just fuck you. That's about it. Rena, though, I know you currently are doing more webcamming than anything else.
Yes, and I love it. It's super awesome because you could stay at home. You don't have to leave, and I'm kind of lazy, and I like chilling at home, so just flip my cam on, and then my fans can hang out with me. So,
what about webcamming is, like, drives you to do it all the time? Because, obviously, you're making good money, I assume?
It depends. You know, it's definitely hit or miss. I know more than one girl that I have turned on to streaming has completely retired from the business and lives off of their webcamming. They make a job out of it. They make it an everyday thing where they have a schedule and they stick to it. And with webcamming, you get your regulars who, just like in stripping at the strip club, you know, they come in and they want to see you pretty much every day. And I mean, most of the time my shows aren't even sex shows. I get a lot of people who liked me to play dress up, who...
That's hot.
Yeah, want me to tell them jokes, want me to smoke for them, really just company. So nice. I kind of like that aspect of it, getting to know my fans a little bit more on a personal level.
Nice. Ash?
Well, okay, I'm getting back into camming. I've had a, like, 2-year hiatus from it. I used to cam all the time through StreamMate, and I loved it. I mean... I wasn't willing to do it every single day, but I love doing it. I love being on a schedule. I like the comfort of home. You know, there's no craft services like my fucking refrigerator, so that's always a bonus. Amen. In my workplace. But I'm coming back to camming, and I'm camming now through ashgirl.com. You guys can Skype me, so it's a personal video call. I'm also going to be doing my free cams and maybe some StreamMate as well, but I'm excited to get back into the game because everybody thinks it's a lot of work. And, you know, if you set a regular schedule, you're, you know, maybe working a 5-hour day, maybe less, maybe more, depending on the girl. And you can't imagine sticking something up your vagina for 5 hours straight. I get that. But like Rena was saying, after a while, these fans, they just want to get to know you. It's the internet girlfriend experience. And, you know, I had guys that would want to see, you know, what I bought at Bed Bath & Beyond that day. And it's a little show and tell of, like, here's a snippet of my day. You know, some guys just wanted to see me cook. I'm like, I'm hungry. They're like, I'll watch you cook. So I would literally drag it out, make it a whole, like, lingerie, underwear, cooking kind of thing. And so after a while, it's cool to have that personal experience because it's fun and it's easy.
I like it. Andy?
Okay.
Something's gonna go down.
If it's like a prepaid show that, like, if, like, for instance, if Cherry Pimps or someone like that hires me for a webcam show and I already know how much I'm getting paid for it, whatever, I put on a great show that's really, really interesting. But if I'm hustling for tokens on my free cams, I suck really bad. For me, it's too much like house stripping when I was a house dancer before I started doing porn, which is why I started doing porn, because I hate hustling. I know how much money I'm going to make when I go on set. And stripping is just, you know, you could be the ugliest fucking girl in the world, but if you put on an amazing show and you are the party girl and you're having fun, people are drawn to that and they want to be there. But me, I see that and I get really discouraged because, you know, I think that, nobody likes me. I think if I have one more drink, I'll be fun. And then I'm really sad looking.
But at least your tits are out, right?
Sometimes I think I got spoiled in the beginning. I saw my friend who had only done like alternative, like God's Girls type of modeling. She was making like $400 a day on my free cams. And that was for an hour of camming. And she would just go on there and show her boobs and say thank you to people. Like, it was just like, thank you, token sound. Thank you. I couldn't believe it. I thought that I was going to be like a bazillionaire off
it's
of my free
fucking
cams.
Annoying.
Like, yeah. Like, tell us, Chris, about my free cams, please.
I look at my free cams, and the girls just sit there with their tits out typing, and it's a 10-token tip, and they're, thank you, thank you. I'm like, that's so boring.
Yeah.
For both parties. I just think I don't understand the girl just sitting there, how boring it is.
I like the girls that eat. They eat sandwiches or...
Well, yeah.
They'll eat
or do,
that's like the old
all
ladies.
I used to do.
But to just to
chili
do...
Chili cheese dogs, man. All
just to do something, but like to sit there and just to be sitting there and then, thank you. And I'm like, is the guy that desperate to hear some girl say thank you?
Or see a boob?
Yeah,
or,
like I'm... And it's so
no one wants
boring.
To see my boobs.
I don't get how they make money on there.
And the hottest girls on there who I've tried to contact are they're such snobs. They think they're so much better. Oh, I don't do porn.
They well, what the hell do you think? Yeah, there are like, a lot of them that don't even get
but
naked.
But no, but a lot of the girls that I, the girls I looked at,
day.
They sit there and they do all this crazy shit. They'll be, you know, this show, that show, crazy.
But they're interesting. They have like wheels and all kinds of shit.
But they all think they're not porn stars. They're like, I don't do porn. I go, what the fuck you think you're doing? Like, it blows my mind.
Well, like when I was on there, for instance, like I just. I don't know. I couldn't compete with the girls that had really great cam scores. And I would go on there at really bad times, high traffic. Like, I would go on there. You have to pay attention to, you know, basketball games and holidays, all kinds of weird shit. I just fucking sucked at it. And to me, also, because it was like stripping where I could make my own schedule really most of the time, I... like to make excuses to not do it and put it off.
I think you're like me. You're driven by other people's energy.
Yes.
Like, and if everyone's happy, then you're like, fuck yes, I'm up to do this. It'll be great.
If I have something scheduled that I have to go to,
yeah,
I'm fucking there. But like, if it's in my house and it's me, I'm like, I'll go on tomorrow. I'll just do it all day on the last day. I'll do it for 24 hours.
Thank you for being honest.
I'm just not
I love
good
that.
At it.
Like, Sophie, what about you?
I think camming's great to have that option for everybody if they don't want to shoot. Obviously, I have a contract with StreamMate, so they're awesome. The hours
Suckers.
Become really tedious to do 20 hours a week. Obviously, I haven't reached my goal in 5 weeks, so that shows how tedious it is. But camming's kind of cool.
What's your favorite thing about camming? No one's touching you? Do you like that aspect? Like, there's that wall of the screen is in front, and so, like, they're jerking their dicks. The whole reverse.
And you're not catching any STDs. I don't see the problem with
it. Being able to do whatever I want to do, it's my show. So if I'm going to finger my asshole for an hour, that's what I'm going to do. If I'm just going to cook and ignore you, that's what I'm going to do, too.
How are you such a bitch? Well, okay, what's the funnest show you've ever done? Do you do live sex shows? Obviously, at one point you were with a partner and you'd have him. Would you ever like fuck and do it that way?
Yeah, Lee's been on there a few times. That was awesome. Fun. Showering. It's probably the most funnest excitement I do on webcam is me in the shower in the morning.
Your tits and ass and bubbles. Yes, I've been there. It's amazing, actually.
So much fun.
I'll just stare at it. I'm like, uh-huh. Tongue out, looking like a little fucking pervert that I am. It's so awkward. I don't care. I'm a pervert.
StreamMate, you can have boy, girl?
Yeah. You can do whatever you want on StreamMate. Well, kind of.
Actually, we know for a fact there's girls that have come into this industry, like Roxy Ray, who actually will fuck a bedpost and literally go all the way down a bedpost in her ass.
Boom. Yeah, there's another
one,
I've
had that request.
Wow.
Many times because I have bedposts from her. It might have been, actually. Yep. She was like, get on that bedpost,
Nikki Ferrari does
but,
it,
but
too.
But my free cams, though, you can't do boy, girl. On my free cams.
No, you can't. A man can't even be on the screen with you. Like, you can't even pass in the background.
Wow.
Or you will get banned.
Really?
Yeah.
But my free cams, you can promote all your stuff. You could say your website, you could say Skype shows.
What I crack up about is on my free cams.
They don't want you to, but you can.
On my free cams, what cracks me up is there's just like 1,000 girls on from like all over the world.
Yeah.
And there's this one.
Fat old grandmas are my favorite.
Yeah. There's this one girl on there from Russia who I'm in love with. She doesn't know it, but she's like amazing. But like when she talks, it's like, oh, you ruin everything. She's just so dumb.
The Russians on my free cams.
StreamMate is cool because you can webcam all your content. So if I'm ever, I don't shoot content unless I'm able to stream it at the same time. So not only I'm going to stream it, make money there, then I'm going to shoot content, put it on my website, and then I'm going to put it on DVD.
Mm.
So it's awesome.
Smart.
No, those Russian girls, they do it for like a they do everything for like one token, so it like fucks you up.
One token.
That's why I don't like the Russians on.
But
on
you're Andy fucking Sandimas.
Yeah,
bitches.
And they can fucking find all my shit for free.
Oh, you think about it that way? That's not a
no.
Good
that's
way.
What they do. They that's really what do. They do. They're like, I'm gonna go look you up on Free Ones or on X2. I'm like, thanks, fucking asshole.
Aww.
It's the way of the business, though. It's the way it's going right now, though. Everything's for free. There's no reason to pay anymore. Unless it's... unless that they're going to sit there and turn around and save their money and then see you in person.
That's a whole nother discussion there, buddy. Whole nother discussion.
But webcams, I think it's all about personalized Skype shows, right, Rena?
I agree. That's why we're together.
I honestly think that, like, ultimately... However you are as a person is what's going to magnitude them coming to you. It's like, oh, my God, like, Phoenix Marie, I'll sit there and fucking go there. Like, they pay me to do a show. I'll sit there and I'll be like, yeah, so what's up? I'm going to fucking make you my bitch. That's what I'm going to do. And I won't even take off my clothes. And literally the room's flooded. I'm like, why the fuck are you here? I'm just yelling at you.
They love that.
They love it.
They fucking love it when you take control.
You have to think about the demographic of guys that like webcamming, that like webcam girls. I mean, these are lonely guys that probably can't make very many connections out, you know, side of their home, and they're sitting on their computer. Maybe they already do like work from home or do computer work. It's already fucking there, and they're like, I want to talk to a girl. My free cams. Thousands of them. Where can you go in real life as a nerdy dude and find thousands of girls in one room that are willing to talk to you?
With their tits out.
And they're all pretty. They're all obviously submissive. They're not taking much charge. You know, like they're a more laid back kind of guy. And so they love when you do that kind of shit.
Same. I think the big thing is I think they do like majority of guys like it when a girl's like mean. If you want to,
they want to piss you off. They get come in there and say something mean to you, and then they get all
they just want a reaction.
I ban them.
You know what I mean? Like they want a reaction. They want to be like, oh my god, they noticed me. I said something mean, and because if I say something nice, she's not going to say hi or notice me. But if I say something mean, like hey, you're fat, they're going to get all pissed off and get blocked, and they go, yeah, I got a reaction.
Oh my god, she blocked me. Exactly. She really blocked me.
It must be love.
See, another reason why I'm going to stick to fucking on set for me. I love you guys, but yeah. Rena, tell me where we can find you.
You can find me at iHeartRena.com as part of the Julie Land universe. And you can also find me on Twitter at RenaSkyXXX. And you can find me on StreamIt at StreamMate.
A?
From Canada now. At www.RenaSky.CamModels.com.
Awesome. Ash?
I'm Ash Hollywood. You can probably find me trying to find my sanity somewhere on the internet at ashgirl.com or on Twitter at Ash Hollywood. And soon you will be able to Skype me one of these days once I come back from Burning Man. And just, you know, fucking find me because I'm not going to look for you, but I love you.
Andy?
My Twitter is at Andy Sandimas. Actually, I was talking to a girlfriend of mine, that we are going to start attempting to do StreamMate shows. I've never tried StreamMate. It could be totally different than my free cams. And if I have another girl with me that's a performer and tested, that's so much easier for me to, you know, make a show. But I don't have a name on there yet. You just find my poor name. But then... My free cams, if you want to go gawk and laugh at my profile and my little shit on there, it's Andy Droid. AndyDroid. Yeah, I spelled that.
Yeah, like, and money. And Miss Sophie?
Find me on Twitter at Sophie D. I post all my stuff there.
Awesome. And I am at P. Marizzle, and everywhere that there's an internet site, I'm sure I'll be fucking. Everyone say goodbye.
Bye.